Okay, let's see. Tim's on the line there from Edgewood. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind, sir?
Not much. Thank you for taking calls today. I was diagnosed with AFib about 3 weeks ago. I went into the walk-in doctor, and I had my chest was sore a little bit, and they said, "Did you run in here? Did you jog here?" And I said, "No." "Well, how did you get here?" And they said, "Up by car." And they said, "Well, your beats per minute is 160."
Whee!
And so, yeah, 160, and I drove. And so they said, "Well, I think we probably should go to the ER." We went to the ER. They gave me some an IV. I would spend a night there, and they put me on Eliquis twice a day, 5 milligrams, one in the morning, one at night. And a, pardon me, blood pressure medicine. I have been on blood pressure medicine. Never had a problem. It's DILTIAZEM. And everything is fine. However, my blood pulse at resting is 45 beats per minute.
Oops, a little low for you, isn't
Well, is that dangerous?
it? No, it's not dangerous, but most guys are usually a minimum of 55 to 60.
Well, that's it. So that I went to the pharmacist because the pharmacist usually know more than the doctors. And he said, "Well, let's knock down that dialazam from
Makes sense.
240 to 180. Wait 2 weeks, and then we might have to lower it another 40." Now, I just don't, my heart's pumping so slow. I just don't want my heart to go, "You know what? This thing's just beating too slow. Let's just stop beating."
Okay, that's unlikely, but I understand the concern.
Okay, good, good. But my question is, they did a scan of my heart. I have an excellent heart. There's no
Oh,
problems.
yay.
When they did the scan on it, I was out of AFib because of medicine. And I'm supposed to be seeing a cardiologist coming up in about 3 weeks. What do you suggest, doctor?
A couple, three things, sir. And to start with, there are four minerals and one amino acid that are all known to be involved in regulation of heartbeat. And I'm certainly not going to tell you that they get rid of atrial fibrillation every time, but I am going to tell you it's about a 45% thing that if we make sure that all those minerals are covered, as well as the amino acid, and then what do you know? We get much better control. Now, what are the minerals? Let's see. Magnesium is number one, and for those of us who don't eat enough of our green veggies, we frequently get low in that one. After that, there happens to be copper, just like copper wire transmits electricity. How do you
Right.
like that? Selenium and manganese. And we can still call it manganese, even though the Seattle City Council wants to call it Persanganese, but that's okay. Those are the four minerals: manganese, magnesium, selenium, and copper. And then the amino acid that is a known electricity controller happens to be taurine. And in fact, I work with one guy, and I've got to say it's just one guy. I'm not going to try to tell you this applies to everybody. Who found that all he needs to do is take a couple, 3 grams of taurine a day, and he never gets fibrillation again. And what's never? Well, it's been 10 years now, because apparently that helps to, all by itself, regulate his heartbeat. That's a little unusual, but it's also used in childhood seizures, by the way, in case you didn't know, because it does help to control electricity in the brain, too. So what you might be wanting to do is work with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who can test you and find out how you're doing on those minerals. Do you have enough? Do you
Okay.
have too little? Do you have too much? Too much is unlikely, but still. Now, oddly enough, diltiazem, sir, is a calcium channel blocker. What's that mean?
Correct.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, do you know what nature uses for a calcium channel blocker, sir?
No.
Magnesium. Magnesium
Okay.
molecules sit in the case of calcium channels, and they keep the too much calcium from getting in. So, of course, I have very, very much trouble wondering why, in conventional medicine, if they want to block calcium channels, why they just don't copy nature and get magnesium in there, rather than using a patent medicine. Patent medicine like that, what it actually does, you can see it under the electron microscope, is it twists and turns the calcium channels until you can't get anything through. Whereas the way nature does is it just sits a calcium a magnesium molecule in the way of the calcium molecule, and it bounces the calcium molecule back, and it doesn't twist and turn and deform the calcium channels. I do get a little irate at this kind of stuff, sir. So anyway, there's one other thing. Some of us who have atrial fibrillation, we not only have to look at our blood at the serum magnesium. That isn't very accurate for this situation. What we need is an intracellular magnesium measurement. And if it's low intracellularly, then we can swallow. I am not kidding you. We can swallow all the magnesium or all the green veggies we want to, and it's not going to build up because the biochemical device called the magnesium pump that takes the magnesium from the bloodstream and puts it inside the cell isn't working anymore. And some genius researchers found out how to get it to work again if it's not working anymore. And that is to give the magnesium in a very, very large dose rapidly intravenously, which makes everybody sweat like crazy. But it does get it inside the cells and get things working well again. So I'll shut up in just a second and let you know that if you wanted to get your intracellular magnesium tested, you go online to EXATEST, EXATEST. They're in Oregon. One squabs the inside of one's cheek, sends it off to the lab in Oregon, and they tell you the levels of magnesium inside the cell, not the serum level, the inside the cell, as well as other key minerals. Okay, I'll shut up. Your turn, sir.
Okay, now, can I get that done at your clinic?
Yes, sir. Yes. In fact, well, actually, you need a doctor's signature to get it done. That's what the Exatest lab insists on, but all of us docs will sign for it, no problem.
Okay, because Dr. Sherman's my doctor, and I have an appointment with him in 3 weeks. Now, my other question is...
excuse me, sir. If you want to get that done, you could call his medical assistant and ask if he'll just sign for it so you'll have it ready when you see Dr. Sherman. It'll be all done.
Oh, good. And what it's called, what is it?
EXATEST, Exatest.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call his nurse Monday and have her send that out, and then I'll have it done. That's great before I even get there, because it's like about a couple weeks before I see Dr. Sherman.
There you go, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.